Atlanta-based singer-songwriter Elliot Bronson's third album, the self-titled Elliot Bronson, has been creating quite a stir since its release in 2014, with favorable comparison being made to people like Ryan Adams in his gold period. The album, tracked entirely in analog by acclaimed Nashville producer Dave Cobb, he's worked with Sturgill Simpson, Rival Sons, Jason Isbell, and Nicky Lane, is already creating quite a buzz on the folk scene. Elliot is on tour in Ontario during March and will be joining Jonathan Bird for a Folk Roots Radio-hosted show at Silence on March the 20th. Elliot Bronson joined us on Folk Roots Radio to chat about his music. But before we get there, this is Elliot Bronson and River Runs Dry from his outstanding new album, Elliot Bronson.
I hope nobody saw me sneaking in. Shadows from the ladder on, reaching across the concrete, like so many memories wearing thin. I don't give up, I never know. I'll be sailing down the river till the river runs dry. Until the river runs dry. I bet I never will forget the mirror and the long breath. Hair right down to her breast, black as coal.
That was Elliot Bronson with River Runs Dry from the Elliot Bronson album, and it's my great pleasure to welcome to Folk Roots Radio today from Atlanta, Elliot Bronson. How are you doing today, Elliot?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great to talk to you today. We're excited that you will be coming to Ontario with Jonathan Bird. You'll actually be in our hometown of Guelph on Friday, March the 20th. You're interested in coming to what I'm sure will be a fabulous show, definitely head to folkrootsradio.com and you can get all the details. So Elliot, I always like to start these interviews by giving you a chance to talk about how you got involved in music as a career.
Well, it just sort of happened naturally. I grew up in a really musical family. We grew up a church-going family that played music and listened to music, and it was just sort of part of my life. And once I started playing guitar, I started writing songs pretty much right away and started wanting to play them out right away. And it just sort of organically happened. I didn't ever really make a decision that that's going to be my career. But when people started, you know, saying, here's a gig and we'll pay you to play, I just kept doing it. Felt good.
So when you started in music, were you playing music by yourself in that singer-songwriter mold, or were you more a part of a band?
Well, when I, as a teenager, you know, I grew up in Baltimore, and there was in the D.C. area, there was a lot of hardcore punk rock music going on, and I kind of got taken in by that as a kid, so I started a bunch of punk bands that never went anywhere, playing electric guitar, but eventually I got back into what, you know, the music was going on in my house growing up, which was gospel and folk and blues and country, and picked up an acoustic, and at that point, I pretty much didn't look back.
So tell us a little bit about your songwriting style. The Elliot Bronson album is your third album. It's got some wonderful songs on it, and the album itself has drawn some favorable comparisons, particularly to people like Ryan Adams, and I would say in the gold period, which, let's be honest, for Ryan Adams, that was one of his most successful albums. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting.
Well, I don't know how I compare to other people in terms of how easy it is, because sometimes it feels easy and other times it feels excruciating. And I never really know what I'm going to be in for when I write. But the way I write is I don't write on paper, and I don't use a computer, and I don't use a typewriter. I do write everything out loud, and I memorize as I'm writing. So I sort of an improvisational sort of style. But as I'm writing, I craft it. And as I said, I memorize it. So by the time I'm done writing a song, it doesn't exist anywhere on paper, but I might be performing it for months. And finally, one day I'll have to write it down just so I can share the lyrics with somebody.
Yeah, I always wonder how that works, because that what happens to songs where you just have a few ideas, or maybe you have a hook that you might want to use? Mm-hmm. I mean, does that still have that sort of filed away somewhere in your brain that you can pull it forward at a later date?
I do cheat and use my phone, you know, voicemail recorder or voice recorder on my phone to get down ideas that I like. But again, I don't write it down. It's just, and if it's good, you know, a lot of times it'll stick with me and sort of gnaw at me, and eventually what, you know, the rest of the song will find me, or I'll find it, however you want to put it.
So we started this interview with River Runs Dry from the new album, the Elliot Bronson album. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, that's one of the songs that came pretty quickly. There's a little bit of a story in there, but it's not clear. I love playing with a moment in time. I love playing with the visuals and the internal and external, and sort of painting a landscape that's emotional and also, you know, a physical. So it's sort of a love song, but I think there's all the layers to it and levels to it. And I'll just let people unravel it themselves. I don't care to give away a hidden meaning, because there really isn't one. You know, the meaning is sort of how it makes you feel.
So you raised the issue of source material when you're actually writing songs. So where do you find the inspiration for that? Is a lot of that from personal experience then?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's any way to get out of my own experience, but it's not always autobiographical, if that makes sense. You know, I think I'm in there, you know, but whether or not the story is about me per se, you know, that's almost like not the point to me. I'm not trying to, it's not a diary exactly, but it's, you know, informed by my life and experiences, and I wouldn't know any other way to write, to be honest.
We're going to take a break for another song from the album. Now, the song I've selected is Nothing Like Me. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, I things I'm dealing with in my life do show up in my song. So that one was pretty honest. And I guess that's about all I need to say about that.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. This is Elliot Bronson from the wonderful Elliot Bronson album and a song entitled Nothing Like Me.
Stayed on long after the dawn, shining on down where it didn't belong. You seemed so alone in your skin and your bones. I thought I saw a heart just like my own. Oh, but I should have known. You ain't nothing like me. You ain't nothing like me. You ain't the one I thought you might be. Nothing like, nothing like, nothing like.
That was Elliot Bronson from the Elliot Bronson album, a song entitled Nothing Like Me. Elliot Bronson is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. He will be in Guelph on Friday, March the 20th at Silence for a show with Jonathan Bird. It promises to be a wonderful night of singer-songwriters. Now, Elliot, I want to talk about this third album because that album has created a lot of buzz. You went to Nashville to record it with acclaimed producer Dave Cobb, who's worked with quite a few people, Sturgill Simpson, Rival Sons, Jason Isbell, and Nikki Lane.
Yeah, he was someone I really wanted to work with. I was really impressed with, you know, everything I'd heard of his, but especially Southeastern record, Jason Isbell record, which, you know, has been, you know, critically acclaimed. Everybody loves that record. And people often talk about Jason's writing, which is great. But what I heard in the record was a real honest, a representation of a voice and a performance. And, it felt classic. It felt timeless. And I just loved that treatment. And I thought, I would like to have my songs treated that way. So we reached out to him, and, luckily he liked it enough to want to do it.
Now, you recorded entirely in analog and tracked it entirely in analog. Is that something that Dave Cobb likes to do specifically, or was that something that you really were hoping that you would be able to have done?
It was definitely something that I wanted to do, and he was on board with it. I don't think that Dave has any one way of doing things. I've seen him work. I realized that he's got a lot of tricks in his, you know, he's got a lot of arrows in his quiver. He's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve, so... he doesn't do everything analog, but he does like, he's into old records in the way that I am. And we both thought that this batch of songs really, lent itself to sort of a standard classic kind of vibe. We were hoping for that. Something that maybe would stand the test of time. And so, we love those old records. We still play them and listen to them. And we thought, you know, this should hold up against them. And if we can do that, then we will have, succeeded.
So the album's done pretty well. Are you pretty happy with the response you've received to it?
I'm thrilled that people are enjoying the record, and it's great to get, you know, positive reviews. And I'm just careful not to, put too much stock into it because, I've been on both sides of that. And, you know, as an artist, it's not really that good for you to believe too much in what anybody else says. Because I think you got to keep moving on and creating. And I'm writing songs now for the next record. And, you know, and I don't know what people will think of that record that I'm going to make. But, I'm going to make it anyway.
Do you think you'll get to a point where you'll want to produce your own albums rather than actually bringing someone else in to do that?
That's an interesting question. It is in my mind. Every time I make a record, I learn a lot from the people I work with, and I learned a ton from working with Dave. And I feel like a co-producer on these records, although I don't call myself that, because I really do have a lot to say in what we do. So I guess the short answer is, yeah, I mean, maybe that is in the cards at some point.
Can you talk about some of the other people involved in making the record with you?
Sure. Most of the folks on the record were friends of Dave's, people that I was introduced to through him. Chris Powell plays drums. He's a drummer for country singer Jamie Johnson and many others. He's incredible. Adam Gardner played bass on the record, a really great guy from Chicago area. And Brett Hartley was the guitar player. He's from down here in Atlanta, and I actually brought him up to Nashville with me. I had to have at least one of my guys on the record with me. Christian Rogers sang harmony. We had a really great team of people. Everybody was stellar.
I think on the album, you have two versions of The River Runs Dry. We started the interview with that. You have an acoustic version of the that song as well. How do you like the actual band version versus the acoustic version? I'm always fascinated by that because I personally am a big fan of being able to hear the stripped-down version of songs and then the band treatment. I'm always curious as to whether the people that actually put these albums together feel the same way.
A minute ago, I mentioned my writing process, and I talked about how I save things in my phone. And I was just going through my old notes on my phone. I was going through my old voice recordings, and I found, I've got like hundreds of them, and I can trace the genesis of my songwriting. If I just go back far enough, I can get the little bits that started each song. And I found the first recording I made of that song, and it was very different than those. The album version and that demo version that you're talking about. And it's interesting to hear how the songs evolve and change over time. And I liked the original one. It was interesting to hear that. And I like them all, but what I like best is probably the way I'm playing it now, which is probably different than all of those, because each time I perform a song, I feel like I'm, you know, you're creating the art all over again, because the songs don't exist except they're in performance, unlike other types of art, you know. It's not like a painting. It's not just one thing. So I don't have a preference on those recordings, but I do recognize that they change and evolve, and when you hear me play it up there, it'll be a slightly different version, and hopefully that'll be the best version.
It's interesting you should say that, because, you know, you have those artists that seem to really want to try and make sure that their live experience really matches what was recorded, and then others like yourself who... And I suppose, that's kind of the Bob Dylan way, right? That, you know, you may not hear the album version ever again because it's always going to be changing.
as the man himself changes.
Yeah. We're going to take a break for another song. I do want to talk about the live experience in a few moments. But
sure.
Let's play another song from the Elliot Bronson album. Now, I've selected Time Ain't Nothing this time. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That is the one song on the record that is definitely from a perspective that is clearly not my own. It's actually sort of in the voice of my mother. So that was a little bit of a different sort of writing process for me.
Does she get a credit for the song on the album?
No, she just gets a thank you.
Oh, that's good. This is Elliot Bronson from the self-titled album that came out in 2014. You can find that on Saturn 5 Records. It's been getting some great reviews, so definitely check it out. Elliot Bronson, Time Ain't Nothing, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Get the boys and pack the truck. We're gonna talk to mama. Talk to mama now. Feel the wheels on an old dirt road. Clear the weeds from her headstone. And talk to mama. Talk to mama now. It's days like these. I wish she was around. Time ain't nothing but a thing we waste.
That was Elliot Bronson with Time Ain't Nothing from the Elliot Bronson album. Elliot is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. He will be in Guelph on Friday, March the 20th with Jonathan Bird for what promises to be a fabulous show at Silence in Guelph. Check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details or head to our Facebook page and you can find the event listing there. We're certainly looking forward to hosting both Jonathan and Elliot in Guelph. And Elliot, I wanted to ask you about the live experience.
Yeah.
You're a singer-songwriter. I think when you come up to Canada, and this is your first trip to Canada, right?
It is, actually, yes.
You'll be appearing as a solo performer. Is that how things will work?
Yeah, I'll be solo. There may be some interplay with Jonathan's band, but that's yet to be figured out.
So when you normally play live, do you tend to play with a band, or do you prefer to play solo?
I do both. I do a lot of both, and I really enjoy both sort of, I enjoy playing both ways. I love playing with my friends, and I love the feel of a band and the power of a band, and you definitely can get, you can go more places, and that's fun. More places musically. But playing solo also is interesting because then you don't have any rules. You can slow the song down or stop the song or insert a spoken word piece into the middle of it. And I love the spontaneity that you can get out of that. I feel like to really inhabit the song and the art of what I'm doing, I have to be in the moment. And if I'm just, trying to sort of robotically recreate what I've done, there's almost no way that I can really get inside that song and make it real. I mean, I change, all the time. And so my perspective changes and my voice changes and I have to make the song fit for where I am in that moment. And it may not be the same place that I was at when I wrote the song. And I think that's just fine. I did go through a period where I tried to be more technically precise and I found that it took the life out of what I did.
Now, I do want to ask you about Jonathan. Have you guys performed together before?
We did a tour in November together, and that was our first time, and it was great. I really loved playing with him. He's a great writer and a great guy.
Yeah, and I imagine that, obviously being a little earlier in your career than he is, he must be quite an inspiration for you.
Definitely. I was thrilled that he was willing to take me under his wing, so to speak, and he and his band have really expressed that they are fans of my record and giving me a lot of encouragement, and so that's a good feeling. It means a lot coming from them.
What does the future hold? Obviously, this album is doing tremendously well. First time in Canada, you've got a chance to bring it to Ontario. What are your plans for the next year?
Well, I'm actually writing another record, and I hope to record that this year. There's talk of we may release a single before then. I'm not sure just yet. But, for me, the process is kind of the same. I mean, the business side is different, but for me, it's to keep making art, to keep making something meaningful and beautiful and put it out into the world. And that's just been my MO for a long time now. I don't imagine that's going to change.
If people want to learn more about your music, what's the best way to do that?
They can find me on the internet, elliotbronson.com, Elliot with one L. And, there you'll find my shows and links to other social media and things like that. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and things like that, so you can definitely reach out and I'll probably write you right back. So,
well, that's great. And one of the things I do love is you've put some pretty cool videos up there. So definitely check the Elliot Bronson videos that you can find on YouTube and in other places on the internet. Definitely worth checking out. Elliot, we're really looking forward to bringing you to Canada. It will be a Folk Roots Radio hosted show at Silence in Guelph on Friday, March the 20th with Jonathan Bird. If you haven't got your tickets yet, I would certainly encourage you to do that because we're hoping that this show will sell out. We have one last thing to do, Elliot, and that's to introduce the final song today.
Okay.
Which will be Coming At You North Georgia Blues, which is a pretty rowdy song compared to some of the other songs on the album.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about how that short song came around.
The Coming For You North Georgia Blues, that's kind of a love song as well. It's kind of about a person who's a little bit crazy and has something to do with the need for nature and maybe a relationship that's going a little wacky. But again, I hate to give too much away. I really feel like it it's more like a internal picture of that scenario rather than a narrative. If you know what I mean.
You don't like to give a lot away about your songs. I've noticed.
Well, you know, what I said earlier is, I really feel like the meaning of the song is the way it makes you feel. So if I throw some lines together that don't tell you exactly what the story is, that may be that's intentional. It's not to try to hide a story. It's not to be evasive or to make some mystery. It's just that those words were the words that I felt gave me the feeling of whatever I was trying to conjure up, whether that's chaos or, you know, whether that's, a feeling of love or connectedness or whatever. So really that is the meaning. And if I tell you that this is about, you know, a trip I took such and such a day, I actually think that takes away from the art rather than adds to it.
No, well, that was a good explanation. I'm going to give you that. Elliot Bronson, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. We look forward to welcoming you to Guelph and to Ontario, your first trip to Canada in just a matter of weeks. Great to have you on the show today. We're going to leave you with Elliot Bronson with Coming For You, North Georgia Blues, from the wonderful new album, Elliot Bronson. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
1, 2, 3, 4. Stand the day that we met. Now I'm trying to remember November. She just can't forget. Well, it's easy when the sun don't shine. Do your time, speak your mind. Easy when the sun don't shine on you. See that I'm coming for you. North Georgia blue. Shell shock, landlocked and body to live. Well, it's easier when the stars burn out. Shut your mouth and hide your mouth. Easier when the stars burn out on you. See them coming for you. North Georgia blue. Tennessee line with a rose in her hand and a policeman.